This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Delays and cancellations are still plaguing Southwest Airlines passengers in Denver. The carrier canceled nearly 300 flights today and plans to cut hundreds more tomorrow. Denver is a large hub for the airline and has been hit hard by Southwest's nationwide disruptions. The company says additional cancellations are necessary to rebalance scheduling systems that were overloaded during last week's winter storm. Regional airline SkyWest is also reporting large numbers of cancellations today due to some winter weather moving through the state. A nonprofit is making property risk assessments for wildfires and natural disasters available for free online. Ed Kearns is chief data officer for Risk Factor and says it's important when people consider buying property.
Given this kind of information about climate risk and fire and flood and heat risk, Americans are making decisions to accommodate that.
About half of Coloradans live in areas susceptible to wildfires. Risk Factor also estimates a property's flood and heat risk. Colorado's minimum wage is increasing by more than 8% in 2023, from $12.56 per hour to $13.65 per hour. By state law, it's adjusted every year to account for inflation in the Denver metro area. The new minimum wage will go into effect on January 1st. This is CPR News. Excuse me. There is definitely some winter weather moving in tonight in Denver. It's already raining, and that will turn into snow later this evening.